to Blues Dating Adventures and Hookups, starring Galaxy and Blue.
All right. So today we have some gentlemen with us. One has been married and another hasn't. One happens to be 45 and another one is a little younger. So we got like a lot of different ages on the podcast today. We're not going to tell the ladies' ages unless we want to. But so Galaxy, you want to introduce your friend that you brought to the podcast today?
Yes, I have a very special friend that I wanted to bring because as I was listening to a lot of his dating stories, I was very intrigued. I was intrigued because his opinion and his perspective I may or may not agree with, but it's different. I definitely like diversity, and I just wanted to bring what he has to offer. So, let's go.
All right. So, Callie, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, 45, 6'2", single, never been married, like she said before. And that's what it is.
Okay. What type of work do you do?
I'm a contractor for the federal government.
Okay, you got a good job. All right, and you have any children?
Two children. Daughter who's 20, son who's 18. My son, he was killed in October. And my daughter, she's still around.
Okay. Do y'all have a good relationship?
For the most part, me and my son had a wonderful relationship. Me and my daughter, we don't quite see eye to eye. So, you know, that's kind of iffy.
Were both of your children from the same woman?
No, they're not.
Okay. So, not that this podcast is about to be about your relationship with your daughter, but I do want to ask, did y'all spend a lot of time while she was growing up? Is that why y'all don't see eye to eye?
I guess I should say that me and my daughter, I've always been in her life, but due to her mom's situation and circumstances, it's been kind of flighty, I should say. But, you know, I've always had her in my life. You know, I've always welcomed her with open arms.
Okay. Okay, and our younger guests on the show, can you tell us about yourself? Oh, he hung up. Well, so we don't have the second person on the phone anymore. Did not know he was going to disconnect. But as the show goes on, that is interesting. I would have never thought that he would have just disconnected like that. But anyway, so all right. So have you ever been in a situation where you or your partner didn't really understand like what type of relationship you guys were in? Like did they think that you were in a relationship and you didn't think that you were in a relationship? Have you ever had any of those situations?
Nah, I'm pretty much a straightforward person, so like when I get with a woman, you know, it is what it is, you know, whether it be a friendly relationship or, you know, I'm just doing what I do.
Okay. Well, So then I'm glad that you're a straight shooter. So that brings to the question, what's the difference in the dating phase and the relationship phase, and how do you separate the two?
Dating is dating. Relationship means a little more, tied into, you know, what it is you're doing. Like a relationship, you're committed, you know, I guess I should say. Dating just, you could have multiple dates. You can go on a date Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Because you're not tied down to, you know.
Okay. So when you say you can go on multiple dates, does that mean that different people on those different dates?
Yes.
Okay. Galaxy, what do you think the difference is in between the dating phase and the relationship phase?
I think dating is a preliminary process where you're getting to know somebody. Relationship is when you commit.
Okay. And other than that, like, do you feel the same way that he does? Like, when you're dating, do you feel that you should be able to date multiple people? Or do you feel like it should just be one person that you're dating at a time?
It definitely depends on the communication that you express with the opposite person. I've dated monogamously. And then again, I've not.
Which way do you find to be more, I don't know, successful?
I don't know. If he want to touch my no-nos, it better be monogamous.
Okay. Well, for me, I feel like the dating phase is, like you guys say, something that you do with multiple people until you figure out, like, okay, is this somebody that I think that I should spend more time with? As far as the relationship phase, is definitely monogamous for me. I mean, there are different types of relationships out there that we have discussed in the past, like poly relationships. But my go-to relationship is usually a monogamous relationship. So today I was listening to someone else's podcast, and she basically didn't establish what type of dating rules they had. What she had established was that they were dating, but nothing else. So she was upset when she found out that the guy that she was dating other people. And I feel like any time that you leave out anything, of course you're going to, you know, have miscommunication or not understand why something's going on because you didn't ask the right questions or, you know, just establish what you wanted in the relationship or situation. But
Do you think that when you're dating a person, it should be a question to the person that you're dating, whether you're dating only me monogamously?
Yes, I do, because just like Galaxy was just saying, so what if you decide to cross that boundary where you become intimate? Like, you don't really want to give yourself to someone and find out that, oh, well, they're also dating other people. So,
well, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing nowadays within a younger generation, that, you know, you can date multiple people. And, you know,
I mean, and that works for some people, but a lot of people, it doesn't work for them. I think it's just what you want in a relationship. If some people don't mind being the side, some people don't mind being the second or the third. But
right.
For me,
so what do you think?
For me, I want to be the only one if I'm sleeping with that person. If that's what, you know, if we're trying to build a relationship. Now, if this is just a little hookup situation, what you got going on, as long as you ain't in a relationship, don't bother me. Because it's me and that condom. That's all we're going to be dealing with. So.
Right.
Galaxy, how do you feel about that?
You already know. So, I mean, because it's so many different flavors right now. It's trends, it's trios, there's open. You got to know what you're walking into. So even if, you know, people got to be transparent and upfront on as to what type of person that they are, what their intention is. Because just because I expect that doesn't mean he was ever that type. So who am I to insist my intention on him and just think that he's automatically going to agree to that because that's how I feel. You know, like if you're getting with somebody that's free and wild and uninhabited, that's what he's going to do. That's the creature he is, or vice versa. She is. It's some people that can't do that. They got to be free.
Okay.
They still date. They want free steak and a movie, some dick, and his dick.
I understand what you're saying. But that's at the time that they explain to you who they are and what they want in life, that's when you see if you can deal with that or not. If you decide to go forward with that, knowing that that person wants to be free or wants to have multiple people in a relationship, you can't get mad.
No, you can't get mad. I agree.
But that's the thing. A lot of people, they think, well, maybe I can change this person.
Right.
And that's usually not the case. Like, if they telling you, okay, I want to have, okay, y'all, let's just talk about this guy that I used to talk to. So he was fine. And he was also from California. He is Filipino mixed with Black and very intelligent. He has his own business and he works part-time as well. And he's like 6'2". Of course, he's light-skinned because he's mixed. long hair, wavy. I mean, he looked like he was right off a surfboard, but you know. Anyway, like conversation was everything. And we finally got to the point where we were about to be intimate. And that's when he springs it on me. Well, I usually like to have a poly or polygamous relationship. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to be involved with another woman or share. And so he was like, well, I'm not going to be able to commit to a regular relationship. And I was like, well, I understand that. We tried to be intimate just for hookup purposes because we were both back in this little small town. It's not everybody that we want to deal with, of course, you know. But it still got down to the fact that I would have wanted more with him, but I already knew I couldn't have more with him just because he wanted to have another female because he kept asking. Like, he kept trying to, you know, get He was like, are you sure that you don't want to be involved in a polygamous relationship? You can't handle me having another girlfriend as well as you being my girlfriend. And I'm like, no. Which is weird because I'm the same person that also was thinking about being in a polyamorous relationship where I could have had my boyfriend on the side while while being in a relationship. But I think it's more so, you know, I just need enough attention, okay? If I don't have enough attention, then it's not going to work. I'm going to stray away. And let's just stop me from straying away. Give me my attention. So, anyway, long story short, me and him, no more. We pass each other every now and then. I remember the good times. But it just wasn't meant to be. So,
I could, I don't know. You know, when I go out and I date people, or I'm interested in dating somebody, I'm kind of slow, like a little turtle. But, not more of a, step up to the scene, quiet. You know, I'm kind of conservative, you know. So I approach it, but once I realize and figure out that, you know, you into, you know, I'm pretty good judge of character too, you know. When I come up to the scene and I feel like, you know, you're into something I'm not into, I'm not even going to bother.
And I understand that. I just had an itch that I needed scratched. So, you know, it was what it was. But I got a question for you, sir, since, you know, we're trying to figure out why you're 45 and haven't crossed that line yet. So what type of woman are you physically attracted to? Like, what woman would you approach? Like, what does her body look like? And it could be multiple different types too.
Slim to thick. And when I say slim, I'm not talking about built like a 12-year-old little boy. I'm talking about slim thick. Height-wise, I prefer her to be shorter than me. Depending on how tall she is, about 150 to 180 weight wise. Complexion, dark to light skin. I really don't have a preference on skin tone, you know. I've dated dark skin and light skin women.
Okay, so you didn't really say if you were an ass or a titty man, but you know,
I'm an ass and a titty man.
Okay, so you like a thick woman, right?
Yeah.
What type of standards do you have for your future female?
Future female, she must have what I have, needing a car, a house, or apartment, some place to stay. If she has kids, preferably they be old, no little babies. Education wise, high school diploma, it's cool. If she's, I have a college degree, so I prefer her to, you know, have a college degree, but she's, has a high school diploma, that's cool. A job, or some form of income and a side hustle, a legal side hustle.
Okay. So, spiritual wise, there's no standard there.
Spiritually, Christian. Christian faith based.
What if you happen to meet a woman that wants a child?
That would be cool. She wanted a child, that'd be cool. But I prefer entering a relationship because she didn't have small children.
Okay, well, that's understandable. So, Galaxy.
Which question? That was a lot of information.
Right. So what does your future man or woman look like physically? And what type of standards do you have for that person? All of that.
You know, I'm going to take the time right now to think, and I'll get back with you.
Okay, well, I'll answer then. So, physically, my man can be
Michelin man, right?
No. And that's no shade to anybody that is, you know, a little thicker than normal. But for me, I found sexually, I am not interested in anyone that is on the heavier side. Now, that's not saying the thick guys that don't really have a stomach. I love those guys because they like to eat. But they don't have to put their stomach on my back if we're, you know, in the doggy style. So, yeah, I don't like that. One time, this guy, he was like, oh my gosh, I want to eat it. And I was like, you know what? I'm horny, so I'll take that. But then all of a sudden, I feel his stomach on my back. And I was like, what's going on here? So, so I was like, nah, this ain't gonna work.
Hold on. I have a question.
Okay.
He wanna eat it.
Yeah, he ate it first, like from the back. And
Okay. Well, just because you said I want to eat it, then his stomach was on your back. I'm like, there, how was he shaped?
I get it.
Yeah, you said he wanted to eat it, but then his stomach was on your back. I'm like, what position was y'all in for his stomach to be on your back?
I understand. And I'm glad that you made me clarify that. But I think all the ladies understand that, like, as soon as he got finished eating it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Dang it. You got me all jacked up. All right. So, back to me not wanting a thick man. But that's not, like I said, I want the thick man that just doesn't have a stomach. We are good, long as shit. You can have thighs, you so know.
What is the weight, if I can interrupt? What is the weight, like 250, 300, 350?
Oh, no, 350 sounds too big. I'm sorry. I don't know what that look like.
350? What about 300?
300 is pushing it, but if he's 6'5 and he's thick, he could possibly be 300. So, let's see here.
Back to you, Galaxy.
I'm not finished. Oh, okay. Whose show is this? Is this Cali's show or Blue's show?
Oh Lord!
Gosh, she said she needed a chance to think, so I'm helping her with that. No, I'm just kidding, okay? But, so back to the physical type. I'm sorry that you don't want to hear about my answer. I think it's because you don't know what I look like. But, anyway, so of course I want him to be taller than me. I don't want anyone that's shorter than 5'10". If they're shorter than 5'10", I can't handle it, because then I can't wear heels. Like, I need to wear heels when we go. I love to dress up. I'm 5'7".
Okay. 5'10" is still kind of short, eh?
It is kind of short, but I can at least wear 3-inch heels.
Okay.
So, I like someone with a personality, which that's not how they look, but you know. I like low cuts, but I do deal with locks. I mean, I have locks, so that I'll be a hypocrite to say.
You like men? You like mop head men?
Ooh, that is rude. No, because I don't like mop head, because a mop head doesn't even sound attractive. But
mop head is basically dreads.
I get what you're saying, but that doesn't sound attractive.
So, what you're telling me is, I mean, first off, do you like older men or younger men?
Well, as you know, or as I've told you already, that I did marry someone that was much 11 years older than me. I don't really...
That was then, but I'm talking about now.
I mean, now I would still date with someone that was slightly older than me. I've realized that I have better chemistry with someone that's at least like 5 years older than me and younger.
5 years older, 5 years younger. That's a good age, but you know, 10, 11 years older than you, that's... But anyway, I'm saying that to say, what age do you feel, you know, like all that hair, you know, are you into men with the long Rick Ross beard and the bop heads and all that? Or are you more attracted to, you know, low haircut or bald man with the clean cut, you know?
I feel like whatever looks best on them. Like, everybody looks...
So you would go for a mop head.
I'm not gonna... I don't like that term.
I'm gonna say it like this.
Let's be politically correct, as we do have a diverse array of audience members. And if you got locks, if they want to call them locks, but no derogatory, please.
Thank you.
That's not derogatory.
It is. Derogatory. If you had locks on your head, you would not want anyone to call it a mop head.
I wouldn't care, because I don't have a mop head, you know.
Exactly.
At one time, I will tell you the truth. At one time, I had long ass braids. Probably about 2009, I should say. I had long hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I had long hair. I mean, my hair was past my shoulders. It was braided. I go to the shop and get my hair professionally braided. But, there's a difference between professional braids and just somebody on the street just twisting your hair up. But the reason I say mop head, because that's how a lot of the men of them look. You know, they just dreads. You know, dreads are nice looking, but, you know, you just got somebody twisting them. I mean, you know what I'm saying when I say mop head.
Well, and that's why I'm saying that I would prefer someone that has theirs well kept, because I do hair. And so I'm not going to want to be with someone that either they don't brush their hair well, or they don't keep their locks retwisted.
I'm clean cut. That's just my personal. Well, that's not to say your man has a mop head or your man has a mop head, but I mean, I would say after 35 years old, due to genetic, you know, men should be a little more professional, you know, and have a low haircut or be bald, have the beard. I think that, you know, because people told me I look more mature and I look more grown with my hair being off than I did with my hair on.
And I'm going to say this. I feel like with you moving to a metropolitan area that has people from all over, you will notice that a lot of people, even older than 35, have locks. Not every man that's older than 35 has a receding hairline. But the ones that do, they should probably let their hair go. I'm just saying. But back to my preferences before I forget what I even like in a man. So I do like a man that likes to dress. And I'm not saying that like every time we go out, but I don't want to be unequally matched. Like, I don't want to be wearing a dress and he's wearing basketball shorts. That's not attractive to me. But like, if I'm wearing athletic wear, yeah, he can be wearing basketball shorts. So, that's pretty much for the type of look, because I really think that I don't know what I didn't say and what I haven't said at this point. But as far as the standards, I definitely want to be with someone who knows who Jesus is.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's right for me. I'm not gonna say that's right for everybody. We just on my preferences. But also, I want them to want a child. And when I say just to want a child, I want them to want to have one, want to be in their life, want to show up to the basketball games, recitals, whatever that child is into. I want them to be there. I want that person to also have a nice career. I would like to not have to pay half in the bills, so I'm going to need them to be like 75%, and I'm 25%. Because I'm going to take care of the house. And, you know, that 25% financially. Let's see, what other standards do I have? I want somebody that likes to travel. I like somebody that's spontaneous and adventurous. I definitely need someone that is freaky nasty would be great, but freaky is a definite. The one highly affectionate, because I'm affectionate. That's what I want. I don't want anybody that doesn't want me to be all over them, because it's gonna ruin the relationship. And somebody that's family oriented. So I think that's pretty much, those are my standards. Galaxy, you got yours together now?
Yeah, I've been thinking. So I've been working on some virtues of my own, and I vow to not be shallow. So when it comes to the physical, I want them to be aware of their health and things like that, and that would naturally shape and mold their physical as far as their body mass index, things like that. Like, I'm not an exerciser, but I'll take a walk, you know, or I'll go to the park, or I'll be active. As far as like face looks and all that, I'm not big on it. I just want them to have two of the things they supposed to, and only one of the things that they supposed to, and be anatomically correct. I want them to bring to the table what I'm capable of bringing to the table equally, you know, so we could double anybody wanting to use, or, you know, either way, just in that sense, I want them to be capable and understand how to please their partner. So that even means with compromise. So if there's things like, I hate it when dudes be like, oh, I know how to do this. But they fashion and model their technique for somebody else, and I'm a totally different woman, and I need you to understand that. So I want him to have a sense of fashion, because eventually we're going to have like public something or another, you know, and that's the goal, to be able to do things with your partner. And I want to feel like he knows what's going on, but even if he doesn't, that he be willing and open-minded to get with the swing. So, like, you know, when New Year's comes and they have those cool little parties where shit drop out the sky and drink a lot of champagne, and I want to do that. Like, I want to wear a ball gown, and I want him to match that swag. Mm. So, and I want him to understand why it's important. And then other physical, like, just like, okay, what does this person look like ideally to me? He doesn't have to be outgoing. He doesn't have to be a social butterfly, but he has to be able to not just tolerate, but understand me as a person, and not try to change those things or control those things about me, but be cool with it and know how to blend in that crowd. I like people that are physical. Like, I don't mind holding hands. I don't like PDA. But I don't like to be slapped down either.
You don't like PDA?
What did you say?
He said that he doesn't like... She
you
said...
You don't like PDA?
Yes, public displays of affection.
I like PDA, but I don't want to be slapped down at inappropriate times. Like, we don't have to... You don't gotta, you know, chase my tongue with your tongue in the middle of the mall and all that extra stuff. We can hold some hands. We can exchange a subtle, you know, display of affection without making love in the club in the corner next to Macy's. Totally inappropriate. While I still have a uterus and ovaries, I'd be willing to procreate, but at the same time, that has to come with guarantees. Like, you gonna have to do some Beyonce stuff. Like, you know, I need security. I'm done having baby daddies. And other than that, you know, like, I don't even have a race or an age perimeter, but I will say that needs to come with maturity and be culturally diverse.
So you would take a man that's 30 years old?
So again, I would say that would have to come with maturity and be culturally diverse. So like, if he's outside of my own culture, as long as, you know, actually, let me clean it up to say that I do want a God-fearing man. So I'm not sure if I'd be able to accept he's bowing down to a different deity than I acknowledge on earth.
Mm. Wow.
So, you know what, Galaxy, I think that you had some really good things that were in there, especially the part where he understands you. The only thing I didn't get or agree with, which of course everybody's different, I want my man to be like kissing on me in the mall. I want him to claim the fuck out of me, like
well, see, there is, you know, when you consider your background and you consider like the journey, I basically had public relationships with children. So I'm already trained. I'm trained to be discreet and subtle in public. Even with my quiet sex. I mean, you got a kid's bedroom to the left and the kid's bedroom to the right. So nobody's breaking anything in, and I am naturally trained to be subtle. And it's hard to break back out after that's been the case for 21 years, my oldest child.
Okay, I get that and I understand that, but I feel like if you get with the right one,
he gonna tickle my fancy and make me wanna.
Honey, you gonna holler, okay?
I'm still waiting.
But I understand that, because like, so I'm glad we were able to get that part over with, and we want to thank our gentleman for coming out and answering all these wonderful questions with his rebuttals. But Galaxy Girl, if you talk to him, I don't know.
Well, to be fair, he's a friend. He is a stranger, and I thought he would be a great addition to the podcast.
He was an addition, that's for sure.
Well, as the title says, 45, never married. I mean, we've got to take in consideration there is personality traits and there's a person for everybody. And sometimes when you're working with a particular personality, it takes longer for others to get mated.
I believe that.
But I do wish him well on his journey.
Yes, definitely. Everybody deserves somebody.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, one of the things that I did want to share was some helpful tips. And they come from Asset Income. It's on their Instagram page. I love a lot of the stuff that they say, whether it's about financial or just living. And this happens to be what they said about relationships. So, just 8 things that they wish that they knew earlier is what the title of it is. And the first part is, you can't waste your life in insecure relationships. Either trust each other 100% or leave. I think that's self-explanatory. That's unnecessary stress that you don't have to have.
Agreed.
All right. If someone ghosts you, respect the dead and move on. I love that.
Hallelujah.
All right. And then you won't have a healthy relationship with someone else if you're having a toxic relationship with yourself.
Ooh. Can't love nobody else if you ain't loving yourself. Come on now.
Yes. And then stop searching for the right person and focus on becoming the right person. Say what?
Yes. I feel like we in a relationship Bible study right now. I'm
telling you, they have some good stuff. If someone likes you, you'll know. If they don't, you'll be confused. And that's exactly what I've been saying. So, like, I know that when it is the right person, like, I'm not going to have to guess. Like, it's going to be evident. Stevie Wonder's going to be able to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What if you're always confused? So, does that count?
Sounds like you need to go see somebody, and I'm not talking about just a regular person. I mean, somebody with a PhD. Okay? Mm-hmm. If taking care of yourself means letting someone else down, then let that someone down.
Okay, put yourself first.
Right. Your self-love must always be stronger than your desire to be loved by others. And the people you allow into your life are contagious. Choose wisely and cut quickly. Now, Galaxy, you know I'm a firm believer of that last one.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, you saying that you don't like all these negative things about this person? Let them go.
Right. Yeah. That comes with even listening to your first mind. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So we definitely just want to, you know, do that and save yourself the trouble later, you know? Well, those were the 8 things that I wanted to add. Galaxy, did you want to add anything else?
I don't. But I do want to say, you guys, if you like this episode or want to be a part of an episode like this, go ahead, leave your feedback. If you have any questions, make sure you share the podcast with your friends.
Yes, and if you are happen to be listening to this on Anchor, go ahead and send us a voice message. And if you would like for us to play it on the show, let us know. And we'll respond to your rebuttal or voice message.